FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
So, how are you?
Oh, fine. I thought we were going into... Are we not... I'm confused.
What are you confused about?
Well, Mav, basically...
Oh, God. I'm confused.
Basically, Mav, right, we now do a podcast, which does quite well.
Does it?
Well, yeah.
I purposely not asked you because I'm so nervous about it.
It's done all right. It's done about the same as the YouTube videos.
Right, I'll tell that.
Okay. So, we've got the YouTube show, which someone on Twitter asked for. Where is it? So, it's...
Really?
Yeah, it's been missed.
Who was that?
We should tell the listener that there is a locked vault episode of the Shindig TV where, coming back from London, the award ceremony, we did 52 card guests on a virgin train with Cockers.
Yes.
And Cockers has refused.
On a virgin train with not a virgin woman. That's not rude. She's had two kids.
That's true.
And unless, Ben, you did something what would
magical
result in you being described as a Jesus. Filthy wizard.
Oh.
A filthy wizard, which is, again, another great band name. The Filthy Wizards, right? Unless that's happened, you have had sex with your wife. Do you want to talk about that on the radio?
No. Oh, and that's another thing. The podcast is too much about my life, Mav.
That's what I like
it's
about
too
it.
Much about like my... It. I don't like it.
No?
No. We too need to stop the, that. It's too much being put out there about me.
So let's draw back to your point. What's your point?
There's a secret episode, a lost episode, which is there, which Cockers has refused to release. She's refused to sign the consent form. That's right, we do consent forms.
Because she's afraid of someone.
We did say we'd pixelate her face.
Oh, and by the way,
yes,
yeah, there's a reason to do it. Don't worry, sweetheart, I'll pixelate your face. Right, let's find out what's available in the Shindig Prize Gallery today. In one, double denim. In two, MP Roy Hattersley. In three, dancing on ice. In four, Annika Rice's tracksuit. In five, a trolley dash around Safeway. In six, hepatitis C. In seven, that thing we all remember sometimes. And Bully's special prize, a voucher book for Woolworths worth £20.
£20!
£20!
£20!
Yay! That's where you can win and much more in today's Shindig Breakfast Show. I'm thinking of applying for a new job.
Should you be saying this?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about it on the air.
What's the job?
It's with FIFA. They're looking for a new president.
Oh.
So I was thinking, I quite like football.
Have you ever stood for election for anything?
No, never. No. But the thing I really like, which I think is the reason that I should get the job, is that I love admin. I've realised this week, I bloody love forms. I will... fill them in. And the other thing about me is I'm one of these weird people that genuinely enjoys doing a good job. I like to put a lot of effort in.
He does.
Put a lot of effort in. I've got high quality levels. My attention to detail can be a little bit lax at times. I've sent podcasts through with the odd bit missing and stuff like that. It happens to everybody, Ben. But I love administration. I think I'd smash that job.
You would.
I'd keep people in line. From time to time, someone says, can I have you £5,000 to... vote for my country?
That's not administration, Mav.
Exactly. And I'd say, that's exactly what I'd say. I'd say, sorry.
That's not administration.
That's not administration.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good luck. Good luck, Mav.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Just say to him, I'm here for the admin. That'll get you elected, Mav.
You think?
Yes.
Do you think?
And the watches.
I worry that Sex Whale's going to have a better intro than that.
Who's Sex Whale?
There's a guy going for it called Sex Whale. It's like Trevor Sex Whale or something like that.
His name is Sex Whale.
Let me find out his actual name. It's Sex Whale. I can't remember his first name.
His name is Sex Whale.
Sex Whale FIFA. Tokyo Sex Whale.
That's a brilliant name. That's all I'm going to say.
Who can beat Tokyo Sex Whale in an election? For anything. Not just FIFA.
You know what would be even better?
If Tokyo Sex Whale, Ben, was standing for election of this flat and he got to tell me everything I had to do for the rest of my life, I'd go, you know what, Tokyo? That's fine with me.
The best thing about Tokyo Sex Whale is... he's actually from Barnsley. Imagine his voice, Mav. Hello, I'm Tokyo Sex Whale.
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold back these feelings. For so long. For so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, and come on, Howie, come on, over here, let's get it on, oh baby, let's get it on, Tokyo Sex Whale, thanks very much,
Let's get it on. Corey Knight Wednesday. Thanks very much. Let's get it on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Previously on CSI Shindig.
President Assad is in battle. This was his first public speech in 6 months. To a
Hello? Hello? It's not even that big a flat. See ya.
Idiot. God.
That's good.
What's good, Ben?
That is clever editing right there.
Well done.
You're professional, eh? Yeah. Like some kind of 1970s cop show. Clipped out the main bits from the last week's episode.
That's all you need to know. Now, Ben, that really should draw you toward what the story's about. It's filled out everything you didn't need to know. And for those people that have missed the first two episodes, that's a nice little wrap up there.
Exactly. That's good.
And your wife's still brilliant. Previously. Oh, amazing. Anyway, Ben, it's been the talk of the town yet again.
In this kitchen.
What is going on in CSI Shindig? Everyone's been saying it. What do you think so far, Ben? What facts have you picked up?
President Assad is on the news for some reason.
Yeah.
And that has made someone walk into the CSI Shindig kitchen.
Okay.
And wander around.
So you think it's a kitchen?
I think it's in this kitchen. Okay. And has made them wander around.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, you're watching the news about President Assad.
Yeah.
As you're entitled to do when you're not recording.
So when you say
Shindig,
you mean the character in it, not me.
Yeah, the character.
Because the acting's great, but sure, it's my voice, yeah.
And then they wander off. They're wearing big boots as well.
Interesting, big the boots thing you picked up on there, right? Okay. Yeah. Anything else that you've kind of picked up on?
No, just President Assad.
Old-sounding door, wouldn't you say?
He's a bit of an odd side, because you've got sliding doors in this flat.
Again, Ben, it's not based on this flat.
Oh, sorry.
It is its own fictional drama.
Yeah, the Shindig studio CSI Shindig. In FCM Radio Towers.
Yeah, it's CSI Shindig. I don't know why we keep... It's not about this flat.
Am I not creating some kind of myth up this kind of storyline anyway, that you've created? Am I ruining it for you?
We've all read the criticisms all week.
Have we?
We've seen them in the, you know, they've been saying
on
Twitter.
Oh, in the Tory graph.
This whole thing about how there's nothing
that
happening.
That critic on the Telegraph can go do one.
People saying there's nothing happening in CSI Shindig. There's a lot that's been going on. All right.
Very subtle stuff.
And whether it's a reaction to that, Ben, that the writers have kind of gone, right, let's show them, or whether it's just this is where the story was going on naturally, there does seem to have been a little bit of a reaction this week.
Okay.
Now, here we go. Without any further ado, this is CSI Shindig, Episode 3. Computer.
Yes, master.
Plot a course for Earth.
Your wish is my command.
Episode 3 was a corker!
I was dreading episode 3 because obviously I can't say the number properly. But that was, you know, Ski Sunday made an appearance there as well.
Yeah. Good. How's that delightful, eh? So what do you think is going on now? What do you think?
I no longer think it's in the Shindig studio.
Where do you think
it is? I think it's happening in space.
You think it's happening in space, Ben?
Yeah.
Wow, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, only future episodes will determine.
Only future episodes will determine, Marv. That is true.
And now in Poetry Corner, Gino DeCampo reads a self-penned piece entitled Death and Sausages.
I like a pasta, I like a rice, I like a sausages because they taste nice. I like puddings, I like a pastry, but genocide is not so tasty.
Thanks, Gino. And now over to Kirk for the weather.
It's Something else I was looking at this week, Ben.
What?
Had a little read about Kim Jong-il.
Is he all right?
He's, I don't know. I didn't look that up. Okay. What I looked up was his Wikipedia page, Ben.
Has he got one?
Yeah. He's got a Wikipedia page. Of course he has.
Is it about...
We're the only people left in the world that don't have a Wikipedia page.
Is it about the thing where he's actually, I don't know, something silly like 26 under par around a golf?
No. This is about specifically about his titles.
Oh, okay.
The words that he used following his names in news reports around the world since he became aware of the world. And there are, Ben, 55 separate titles in that list.
Okay.
You know, it's things like Son of Socialism, Son of the Nation, The Great Son of Life, Great General, things like that. And, Ben, a few which jumped out into my eye. Some of Kim Jong-il's titles. Amazing Politician, Ben.
Okay, I understand that.
It's one of those titles that would never get anywhere in England because it sounds sarcastic. Kim Jong-il, he's an amazing politician.
I don't know. I think people think Caroline Lucas is an amazing politician, don't they?
Who's Caroline Lucas?
Exactly.
Unique leader. That's another one.
He is unique.
He is a unique leader.
And he is a leader.
And again, not particularly complimentary necessarily.
No.
I think you should be aware of the kind of titles that people are giving him. Maybe take some kind of action. I don't know if he's that kind of guy.
And isn't politician like one of the worst professions in this country? So being called an amazing politician is like being called an amazing... I did a mime there, listener.
Yes, you did, yeah. Dear leader...
Okay.
And there's another one. This is all one title. Dear leader, who is a perfect incarnation of the appearance that a leader should have.
But he hasn't. He's got a stupid haircut.
Can you imagine saying that on the news?
Do you know everyone's got his haircut now in North Korea? That's
everyone?
Yeah, it's a popular haircut.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's like paying homage. Mm. And it's always good if the police come round and go, you're a traitor. And then you can go, no, look, I've got his haircut.
Is that what you do when the Susie Quattro police come looking for you? And the final one, Ben, that jumped out at me.
Yes.
Kim Jong-il, party centre.
What, like?
Party centre.
What, like that nightclub?
Like,
the
party's happening here.
Like that nightclub in Middlesbrough that shut down in 1976.
You told him about discos? So I came up with some ones for you.
For me?
Yeah, I thought it'd be nice that if you, in other, because obviously, you know, Kim Jong-il, you've kind of followed in a lot of his footsteps.
I do own a black suit.
See? There's one example. So I thought it'd be nice to give you some titles.
Okay.
So I've got Ben Hughes, party idiot.
I'm not that guy at a party. I'm always the one in the kitchen.
So what would you rather call yourself?
The party mute.
Ben Hughes, inflammable leader.
I don't think that's not strictly true, is it?
No, but you know, Kim Jong-il, he's like a wizard, isn't he? He just makes up stuff.
I'm not a leader. I'm in the background.
All right. Just
with everyone else.
Maybe you prefer this one then. Ben Hughes, flatulent father.
It's
got alliteration. I know you like that. You are a father. I'm not bringing your kids into the show. We're not talking about that. We're talking about how flatulent you are.
I find that offensive.
Why?
Because
we all fart, Ben. It's just where we choose to do it, love.
Exactly.
So consider that. And my final one, which I think you'll like, Ben Hughes. Is it?
With no question mark.
No, it's got to have a question mark there.
Does it?
See what?
Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Pun house. Pun house. Punhouse! Yeah. Right, Punhouse, we asked you, ladies and gentlemen, we asked everybody to write in with their high street stores and warfare terminology.
Loads.
Now, before we get into this, I'm going to say something.
Yes.
Right?
Okay, right.
Whatever comes up in these weekly Punhouse competitions, there is no offence meant across anything. Right. It is simple wordplay. Okay. By connecting one thing to something else, does not make any comment on anything. When we said the BHSS last week, and you asked me to apologise for it, I felt bad later, because it's just clever wordplay. That's all it is to it. I say that in advance of this week's list.
As it turns out, BHSS is the least thing we had to worry about.
It turns out, Ben, that is... You're absolutely bob on. Shall I start?
You start.
Right, we had Tank. Don't know what that is. Is that a bank? Reaver Island. Don't know what Reaver is. Army and Navy stores. WH Smith and Wesson.
Oh, I've got that one.
The Body Armor Shop. Jeep came up. American Chaparral. Missile Selfridge. March and Spencer's Luschwaffe. Luschwaffe. Nice. Bayonext. Bayonets. The Trench Connection. Spymark. I like that one. Star Barracks. VC World. Thomas Chinook. Top Shot. Warhouse. What we got here? Spitfire Trap. Nuke Luck. Hugo Bombs. Paper Strafe. HMS Samuel. War Vets at Home. Car Bomb Warehouse. I like that one. Wargos? Wargos? I'm not sure I'm supposed to say that. Phones AK-47U. No Man's Land of Leather. McBommelds. Debom Nuns. Tricky to say. Mark and Pincer Movement. Wartros. Waterstones. Das Boots. Submarine Way. And WH Messerschmitt.
Okay, would you like to hear mine?
Oh! Have you got more on top of that?
I've got loads. B&Q Cuban Missile Crisis.
Nice!
Archduke Franz Ferdinando's. JD Day.
Yeah.
HM Vietnam. Stalin Books. Is it Starbucks? Jessop Worth Camel. Yeah. Jessop's Worth Camel. It's good. This was my favourite one. Nuremberger King.
Nice.
McDonald Rumsfeld.
Nice.
T-Mobile Artillery.
Yeah.
What have I got here? Phones for U-Boats.
Nice.
There's
loads.
There is loads. H&M Empire of the Sun.
Right.
Foperation Barbarossa.
Foperation?
Yes.
God's sake. That's awful.
W.M. Morrison.
What was the end of that? Foperation what?
Barbarossa.
Brilliant.
W.M. Morrison Shelter.
Yeah.
Well, I've got loads here. Quick Saving Private Ryan. there was also Saving Private Ryman's. As well.
Nice.
I've
yeah.
got another page.
Yeah.
Little Boy, because the nuclear bomb dropped in Japan was called Little Boy. Little Boy.
All right.
Early Goring Center. PC World.
Imagine if that's what it was called.
PC World at War.
Yeah.
Occupied Holland and Barrett. And Sommers.
I like that one.
Cooperation Desert Storm.
Yeah.
Test Coalition Forces.
Yes.
CNAK-47.
Yeah.
eBay of Pigs. Tyrak War, as in Iraq War.
Yeah.
Top Manhattan Project and JJB-52 Bomber.
Right, well.
You see, it's tricky because I keep changing what my favourite one is on this list. Because right. I've had this list nearly a week now. I originally liked Nuremberger King. I like the fact that my friend at work went to the toilet struggling to come up with one. Came back from the toilets, just shouted across the office and went boom and sat back down.
Yeah.
I quite like that. Being Cuban Missile Crisis and Phones for U-Boats, I think.
Right. Okay. Well, there's
early Goring Center, though.
That's. All right. You have to pick a winner, I'm afraid, Ben.
I'm going with Nuremberger King.
Oh, he's taking Nuremberger King. All right. Well, congratulations to Nuremberger King.
Thank you.
Brilliant. And congratulations to you. That's another point to your board. So you currently lead 2-1.
It's unfair, though, that I'm having to pick my own winners.
Well, we'll work on the format.
If life was like a frying pan, mixing the woman with the man, it's important to throw in a little spice to keep things in the bedroom very nice.